on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the end of the Minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
26 to 11, and Craig Hayes, we don't really have to change that intro, do we?
No.
When you think about the Kiwis, done it again. Once again, Lazarus has arisen.
Exactly right, and what a special night it was on Friday.
Yeah, fantastic. He's a top horse.
He is, and well, there's the Perth trainers, they've seen enough of him over the past few weeks, but they're going to see even more of him because he's staying for their feature races as well. So a chance for Mark Purden to plunder even more money from the WA people.
It's unbelievable strike rate.
Oh, freakish. And unfortunately, I had him all teed up ready to go today, but he is driving a two-year-old at the workouts at 12:30 New Zealand time, so he can't join us this morning. But we will have part owner Trevor Casey join us on the show today, and we'll have a chat about Lazarus and also Ultimate Machete. And he was also in our Waikiki Beach, so he's had a bit of luck over the last few years in terms of the horses that he's had had a share in.
Can I suggest we find out the name of this two-year-old?
I would suggest that it would probably have some ability that if he's driving it at the workouts rather than doing interviews. So. We will find out what it is because he's a pretty busy man, Mark Purden. But hopefully we can catch up with him at some time in the near future. He did get 26-day suspension out of the race in the Golden Nugget on Friday night. He driving Ultimate Machete, coming off on the first corner. So Mark will be on the sideline for 26 days. He was also given a $1,000 fine. $500 of that was suspended for him. Is for what he said after being given the 26 days by the stewards. Spoke with Mark about that yesterday, and he said it was just unlike Mark to be disrespectful, but he said in the heat of the moment he thought 26 days was harsh considering the amount of drives that he has in that time, and in hindsight he shouldn't have said what he said, and he will now be on the sidelines for the next 26 days. So that's the news with Mark Purden. But Lazarus, this superstar five-year-old by Better's Delight out of the mare Bethany, and added an inter-Dominion title to two New Zealand Cups, Chariots of Fire. Just a few races on his long list of achievements, and his part owner Trevor Casey is joining me on the show. Morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Mate, have you got over what was a remarkable weekend for Lazarus?
Oh, no, I'm still on cloud nine.
It was pretty special, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the highlight of my racing career with horses. Yeah, it was just incredible.
Going into Friday night's race, you're the odds-on favourite, $1.90, and people expecting him just to prove too good. But it wasn't as simple as that. Like, probably when we go back and look at this race in history, we'll say, oh, well, Lazarus was the best horse in the race and he deserved to win. But there were a few question marks going into the final. He was obviously beaten in his first two rounds of heats. He comes out and runs the track record in the final round of heats. But Mark's still not 100% happy. He decided to make a gear change. He took the head check off leading into the grand final. A lot of people said that was a big call to make, but in the end, the genius just looks even smarter.
Look, I don't think you'll get a better trainer than Mark Purden in the world. He's just a genius. He, you know, just taking that head check off was just one little thing. The horse has worked without an overcheck before. He knew how good he could be. And I think that just helped him get around the tighter track. And, you know, Mark's just a genius, and the detail that he puts into all his horses is just incredible.
How are you feeling during the race, watching it unfold? He didn't partake in the early speed battle. Mark was happy to let everything unfold in front of him. How are you feeling when Mark made the move to get up outside the leader?
Look, I didn't think sitting outside them would worry this horse. He was super fit. Okay, he got beat in the heats, but like he was improving every run. If you look at the first heat to the second heat, how much he improved. So he improved again to the final. Sitting parked wasn't a problem. He sat parked in the Cora Cup and won that very easily, and that's quite a tight track too. But, yeah, the sitting park wasn't the problem. I enjoyed watching the replay because you study it more, and I could see Mark look round and see where the horse was in the trail, and he had him covered, and he looked around the other way and saw Have Faith in Me out three wide. Then he had another look back inside, and then he let the horse go.
And when he let him down, you know, like he's got Chicago Bull pretty much on his back, and Chicago Bull's biggest asset is that point-to-point speed that he's got. He can just turn it on for 200 metres. But Lazarus left him standing when he shook him off.
Oh, look, as I keep saying, he's just incredible. Best horse I've ever seen race. You know, just so lucky and proud to be associated with the horse.
How did you come about being in the Lazarus group that raced the horse?
Well, it goes back quite a way. His grandmother, Tabella Beth, I tried to buy her 25, 30 years ago, and she was in foal and a foal at foot. And I missed that, and I've always liked that family. And it's always bred on and popped up everywhere. There's quite a few branches of it. And when he came through the sale, he was in a draft of Brian West's at the Christchurch sale. And I really liked them on his breeding. Mark had looked at the draft and he liked them, but he said he was the best of Brian's draft that he had there. And Kennards had looked at him and they liked them. And Kevin was coming in with a horse with us. So we put a budget. They always had me on about this. We had a budget of 50,000. Well, we went to 75, and I said, oh, shit, we've got a bit high on this one, Phil. And Phil says, oh, well, we can always get someone else in. And I said, oh, no, we'll go third still. And so that's how we ended up with the third each in the horse. But haven't looked back since. He's never disappointed us.
Mark doesn't say horses are champions all that often, and he's had a number of really good horses throughout his career. But to say that this horse is a champion, that must give you a lot of faith in the fact that this horse could be very, very valuable as a stallion at the end of his racing career.
Yes. Look, he obviously will have a stud career at some stage. We're all undecided yet of when that'll be. You always want to finish on a high, and he's on a very high at the moment. So it could be as early as next season. I don't know. We haven't discussed it yet. But I just enjoy watching him race at the moment, and he's got another few big missions in front of him in the next couple of months. So we're certainly looking forward to those.
So the news broke on Friday, and I think the team had obviously spoken a fair bit about this before Friday, but that the horse would stay in WA for the short time and look at races like the WA Pacing Cup and also the Fremantle Pacing Cup.
Yes, yeah, I've got to book an airfare to go back.
That's a long flight from New Zealand.
It's coming my second home. I just got
home. So the Pacing Cup and the Fremantle Pacing Cup, he'll basically be racing the same horses that he's just been beaten in the Inter-Dominion. They don't give away those races. They'll be tough to win. And we were just talking about the fact that Mark got 26 days for his drive on Ultimate Machete. But all things being equal, he could well come home from Perth with another fair whack of money in the kitty.
Yeah, well, hey, look, you don't count your wins before you get them, hey, look, he's still racing for, I think the first one's 300 and the next one's 450, so there's nothing in New Zealand for that sort of money. With a horse that's good, you've got to have a go at them.
What about after that? Because the Miracle Mile obviously beckons. Will that then become the main goal for the horse going forward?
I had a short talk with Mark while I was over there, and Hunter Cup is definitely on his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be off to Melbourne to Hunter Cup and then the Miracle Mile. And I think the Miracle Mile, you need to line up in the heats to get into the Miracle Mile. So there'll be probably two races in Sydney.
Okay, and exciting times. What do you have any opinion of we've obviously mentioned that the breeding in the future, and you said, you know, it could be as early as next season. You haven't really spoken about it, but what about your feelings on it? You as a racehorse owner, as someone that's enjoyed the ride with Lazarus right through, you would obviously like to see him race on for as long as possible.
Oh, look, you always want to see them race on, but look, you've got to be realistic. He's had 4 years of tough racing. As long as he's still at his peak and enjoying it, yes, I'd certainly like to see him have a go at a third New Zealand Cup. I spoke briefly with Mark. There is a possibility that we could actually take Seaman off the horse and still race him. They do it in Europe all the time, and we might look into that possibility that he could serve a selective book while he's still racing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the horse will tell us. If he shows any signs of wear and tear or anything, I'd retire him straight away. Look, he's done nothing else to prove, but, yeah, you certainly... you never get another horse like this.
If he was to win the two races in Perth, the Hunter Cup and the Miracle Mile, he would just about become the richest pacer ever in this part of the world. That's a pretty big feat considering the horses that have gone before him, horses like Blacks Are Fake and I'm the Mighty Quinn. And obviously, in terms of a stallion, he is the richest one. So it is a very exciting time for not only racing fans, but breeding fans going forward. And he's a son of Better's Delight. So they'll be out of a Christian Cullen mare. So there's going to be plenty of people banging on the door at some stage in the future.
Oh, look, I'd certainly breed to him. You know, he's got, if you see the stallion, he's such a laid-back character. He's got all the charisma in the world. He sparks up when you want him. When you get to the races, he knows it's business on and does the job. I don't think you can really ask for any more from a horse. He's just... I just keep saying it. He's just an incredible animal.
What about our Waikiki Beach? I know there were some American parties interested in looking at him during the New Zealand Cup or over the New Zealand Cup Carnival. Did he end up getting purchased by people from the States?
Yes, he has. He's gone over to do his future racing in America. He probably didn't carry on as, you know, through his turn three-year-old career. He was... At his peak, but he sort of didn't carry on from there. I know he raced Lazarus as a four-year-old and ran second to him on quite a few occasions, but a little bit disappointed that he hasn't gone on, but I'm sure they'll get the best out of him in America.
So one walks out the door, but you've obviously still got the share in Lazarus. And what about the rest of Mark's top-line horses? Have you got shares in any of those?
I've got some babies, a couple of trotters, and a couple of two-year-olds. But no, I'm not in the Ultimate Machete or Heaven Rocks. Other owners have got them, but look, I'm just so happy I've been in this fella. Something else in these young ones. There's a few promising ones there, so you never know what'll put the hand up and be good, but yeah, I'd certainly breed a couple of mares to Lazarus and race them. I've had a great thrill for the last sort of 6-8 years. I've had Stent and then these two paces. I've had a few other trotters win classic races, Aria and Hot Pants and Wanna Play. They've all won, you know, Breeders' Crowns and Oaks and Derby's here, and the Escapee, of course, she won Derby's and Oaks. You know, you can't believe how good a run you've had, and I pinch myself sometimes, and you know, it's just been such a thrill with probably the pinnacle being Lazarus. At the, you know, you can't. One thing I've learnt in racing, that you go up, and there's only one way when you get there, and it's down the other side. So I'm enjoying the run at the moment while we're there.
Well, mate, continue to enjoy it. We look forward to seeing Lazarus continue racing over there in Perth and then, of course, over here in the eastern states when he looks at the Hunter Cup and the Miracle Mile. We'll catch up with you when you're back here in Australia.
Yeah, thanks very much.
There is Trevor Casey, part owner of Lazarus, who took out the Inter-Dominion on Friday night and takes his earnings up over $3.3 million. And he is trying to chase down Blacks Are Fake and I'm the Mighty Quinn, who won up over $4 million. But with those very rich races in Perth coming up, the Hunter Cup and the Miracle Mile, he may well start to eye off those paces in the next couple of months. Want to have a chat with Michael Brennan now because he had two very impressive winners on Friday night, Inter Dominion night, and one of them he gave us a massive tip for at Bunbury. Now, we had special coverage on Sky Racing 2, the night of the heats, the Inter Dominion heats at Bunbury on Sky Racing 2, and Mouse had Mr. Shark go around, and he told everyone that was listening that night to go and take the 20-1 that was on offer about Mr. Shark winning the final. He'd win that night at Bunbury. He did. He'd come out and he'd win the final, and he did that on Friday night as well. And this time last week, I was watching, I was over in WA. I was actually at a Pinjarra breakfast with the Stars, and Mouse was being interviewed by Gareth Hall and Adam Hamilton, and he was talking about Mr. Shark, and he said, 12 months' time, this could be my next Inter-Dominion horse. So maybe Mr. Shark is on an Inter-Dominion path in 12 months' time. I thought we'd get Mouse Brennan on to have a chat about him, and he's joining me now. Morning, Mouse.
Morning, Greg. How are you, mate?
Mate, really well. Gee, this bloke, Mr. Shark, he's only lightly raced, but boy, he's exciting.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse, Greg. He's, you know, he's big and strong, and we sort of haven't seen the best of him yet because his speed's probably his best attribute, but coming through the grades, we've had to drive him like the best horse in the race all the time, and he's doing a good job doing that. But when we set him up, he'll be frightening.
He worked to the front on Friday night, and he won that final pretty comfortably in the end. But just the you were the foreman there with Senior when he had I'm the Mighty Quinn coming through. You know what a good horse feels like. And for you to saying this horse in 12 months, and obviously you've had eye on Victorious as well, but for you to say in 12 months' time, this horse could be an Inter-Dominion horse, he must be doing something at home that says, I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah, look, he is, Hazy. He's, we had about 10, 12 months off with a minor leg injury, and we've babied him because he's such a big horse, but he's paying us back in spades at the moment.
So what do you do with him now? What sort of races do you look at? Do you dip your toe in the water in the big ones coming up?
No, highly unlikely. He's sort of probably not seasoned enough to be taking on the real good ones yet. So we'll just he's probably just going to have a couple of weeks off now. He's done a big job. He's won 7 in a line this time in, and probably just give him a couple of weeks off and then just poke through our grades and maybe have a dip in free-for-all company and a couple of the country cups sort of coming in the autumn sort of thing, and then tip him out and bring him back later in the summer.
Okay. So, and if everything goes to plan, we'll see you across in Victoria for the Inter-Dominion in 12 months?
Yeah, look, hopefully. I truly believe he'll step up to that company. Like Bucket List, he made the final last year and was one point away from making the final this year. And Michael Grantham thinks that he's every bit as good as a Bucket List. So, he drives them both, obviously. Does all of the work on them at home here. So he's got a fair indication of how good the horse is. And, you know, he'd be a nice little travelling partner for the Bucket List at next Inners.
How did you find Mr. Shark?
Oh, I had a horse called Billy the Star. For the owners in New Zealand, and they own this guy as well. So they just they sent him across to me. We sort of got lucky one night in New Zealand. I was having a beer at the bar and ended up talking to a couple of blokes who owned a horse, and from then on in, we've built up a really good relationship with him.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned the Bucket List. He was huge in winning on Friday night in the consolation. He broke early, got knocked down, and was still too good. What did you think when he went up in the air?
Obviously I was a little bit concerned, but I guess the fact of the matter was that his best attributes is his speed and his strength, and when we don't do anything with him early. When he got back down, I was still reasonably comfortable with it. But if he had a gallop for another 10 metres, I reckon we might have been in some pain. But look, he was massive in the last round of heats over the 2500, and I knew the 2900 metres would be right up his alley because he's such a great stayer and he's just got that really good turn of foot at the end of that trip. So, you know, I was just thrilled for the horse more than anything, Hazy. He's he's been a bridesmaid so many times, and he just, you know, I think he's run 6 or 7 second in group races. So for him to finally win one and on the big stage, I was just wrapped for the horse because he really deserves it.
So does he go towards the bigger races over there coming up? He obviously, the series wasn't long enough for him because, as you mentioned, he raced really well night three. He's come out and won the consolation on final night. So he's obviously at the peak of his powers right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, he'll aim up at the Facing Cup and the Fremantle Cup. And, you know, like, he just needs, it, you know, he's not up to the Lazarus, the Bulls and the Tribecas and those horses. There's no doubting that. But off a 3-back defence trip or a 4-back the rail trip over the longer trips where they go hard, then that brings him right into the race. And, you know, he probably can't beat those horses, but he could give them a hell of a fright.
Yeah, for sure and certain, mate. Congratulations with the double on Inter Dominion night, and we look forward to following Mr. Shark over the next 12 months and obviously the rest of the team as well. Well done.
No worries, Hazy. Thanks very much, mate.
There is Michael Brennan, the trainer of a pretty smart horse in Mr. Shark, and I look forward to seeing him develop over the next few years. He's only had 23, 24 starts. He's won half of them, and as Mouse said, he's now won 7 on the bounce. We're going to catch up with Jared Alchin now, and he was the winning trainer in the feature race at Menangle on Saturday night. A horse by the name of I'm a Mystery Girl taking out the teeny stakes. The mare drew barrier number 2, and she was second up from a short break. She raced up and through September. I think she had the 4 or 5 runs in September, and then we didn't see her in October, November, and then second up of a break, she was able to win the teeny. She'd been knocking on the door in races like this, and everything went to plan for Jared on Saturday night. He's joining me on the show. Morning, Jared.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Mate, really well. A deserved win for I'm a Mystery Girl because she has been close in a few of those sorts of races previously.
Yeah, it was. It was actually a bit of a relief. She's been a bit frustrating. She's gone in a few of them as an MO and sort of whether she hasn't been good enough or a few things didn't go our way and she hasn't been able to win one. But everything went our way on Saturday night, and it was good to come away with the win.
And also a career best 152, so that also looks good on her resume as a future broodmare.
Yeah, definitely. Like we've had a fair few people trying to buy her from America to race over there, so the owners just said she wasn't for sale and they wanted to keep it a breed from, so it was really good that she got that time against her name, seeing as though she's not going to America.
She won the Red Ochre back in May, and I remember speaking to you after that. She ran 4th in the Group 3 Frith Stakes. She ran 4th in the Breeders' Challenge. She's run 4th in a Piccadilly, 3rd in the Piccadilly Princess, only beaten 6 metres. What did you think going into Saturday night? Did you think that Saturday night was going to be her race?
I actually thought she was probably a run short on Saturday night. She was first up last week, and there's a few people sort of thought that she didn't go quite as good, but it was just hard. She drew bad and went back, and she got caught 3 wide for a large majority of the race. And her run wasn't as bad as it looked. Her section was about the 3rd quickest of the race. So I wasn't that worried. I just knew that she would sharpen up from that run. Didn't surprise me that she won, that's for sure, but I just thought that she would have needed that one more run on Saturday night, but with the cheapest order trip, it paid off.
Gee, they were running along early, 55.9 the first half of the race, and you're able to give her a nice little run on the fence. What were you thinking at the half? Was she travelling well?
Yeah, like she travelled like the winner the whole way, like even around the bend. When I got onto Rockerband's back, like she just never felt like she was going to get beat this week. Probably helped. When I done the form, I thought Rockerband might have been a bit further back than what it was. And when I looked around and saw it moving to the death, I thought I was a big hope then because it had done plenty of work and it was probably the main danger other than the leader. So coming to the turn, I just thought it was a race in 2, Culinary Delight and my filly, but she probably had the easier trip, so it told in the finish.
What do you do with her now? Do you just keep looking at those Group 3 races each and every month for the mares?
Yeah, we'll keep trying to place her in mares races. She's not, as I said, I didn't think she was 100% wound up the other night, so I've put her in again this week, only for the fact that they're not racing here at Menangle for the two following Saturday nights. So I've put her in this week. She's drawn one as an emergency in the open race. I think she drew outside the front in the other race. So just depends which race she gets a start in. We'll go around Saturday night and then sort of look to some of the better mares races over the Miracle Mile Carnival. She's probably a step below the real good mares, but who knows, with the right trip she could earn some money through them races leading into the Ladyship Mile.
I know she's owned out in the country. Are there any Carnival of Cups races that she'd be eligible for out near where she's owned or anything like that, or you're happy to keep her closer to the city?
Yeah, we'll just play it by year. Like, ideally we'd like to target the bigger mares races leading into the Ladyship Mile. As I said, she's probably a step below them, but there's only one way to find out. But like, she won the West Wylong Cup last year, and that's where the owners are from. And they actually rang me after Saturday night and said they wouldn't mind taking her down to Tamora for the Tamora Cup, which is my hometown cup too. So that's an option. We'll just see how things eventuate in the next couple of weeks. But that's definitely an option, the Tamora Cup, at this stage.
All right, mate. Well, congratulations with the win on Saturday night, and we'll watch with interest on this Saturday night and see how she goes.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Greg.
There is Jared Alchin, the trainer of I'm a Mystery Girl, who took out the feature race at Menangle on Saturday night. We were going to try and catch up with Mick Doltoff this morning as well, who trained the winner of the Truro Memorial, but just going through to Message Bank at the moment. So we might pull up stumps there. But interesting to hear what Trevor Casey had to say, the owner of Lazarus. We also caught up with Mouse Brennan and Jared Alchin. I'm actually going on break. This will be my last show until 2018. So I hope everyone's enjoyed the year. We do have another In the Gig coming up tonight from 6 o'clock. Obviously, a full review of what happened at Gloucester Park on Friday. Jason Bonington's on the show, Jason Lincoln as well. We will have a chat about everything in harness racing. But that wraps it up from me for 2017. And I'll catch you again next year.